In the second quarter there, I was experiencing some headache symptoms. Coach thought it was best for me to come back inside and get it checked out. We got him under control and was able to go back out in the second half.
Have you had migraine issues in the past?
Yes.
Do they just flare up?
Yeah.
Deshaun, the three interceptions, the strip sack, obviously, if you look at the size of the ball security, now, if you can take us through the three interceptions and what you think happened or what ball.
Yeah, turning the ball over is unacceptable in this league, and obviously it does not lead you to be in the best position to win games. A ball that was a little bit out in front of Duke ends up intercepted. Trying to make a play at the end of the game ends up intercepting the ball behind it. Rashad in the red zone ends up intercepted.
It would seem tough to play football after having a migraine. Were you totally fine when you went back?
Yeah, when I went back out there, we had all my symptoms under control. Yeah, I have a series of medication that I take.
Have you had one crop up in a game before?
Not in the recent past.
Just popped up. It wasn't like you got hit.
Yeah, just came up. Yep.
When you say not in recent past, when we
talked about back in high school, yeah.
How do you move forward from a game like this and maintain your confidence and not let this rattle you?
You watch the film and you get back out on the practice field.
How frustrating was it? We talked all week about going into a hostile environment and making a jump from week one. And at least if you just look at the turnovers, it wasn't a jump.
Yeah. Big emphasis on ball security. Big emphasis on making sure that we keep our defense out of tough positions. And to come out there and do that is very frustrating.
Is there any thought that after you were in there, first drive when you came back, was there any thought that maybe you just didn't feel right at all?
No, I felt fine.
The throw to the interception to Duke that went off, the guy went off his hands, and the interception in the end zone where you were looking at it was for Rashard. Is that just a matter of just put the ball in the wrong spot and it untouched? What happened?
Yeah, you got to be accurate. Put the ball in his helmet, he's going to catch the ball. Call a good play. Gets too high. Cross the safety face. Put the ball behind him. Baltimore does a good job with catching the ball.
Have you ever had a game like this before that you've had to bounce back from?
Not that I can remember.
When you said you put the ball on his helmet, is that the one to do?
Both of them. I mean, in this league, in order to be a good quarterback, you got to be accurate. That means putting the ball in the right spot at the right time. Obviously, today I wasn't able to do that consistently. Absolutely, everything's a lesson. The good, bad, the ugly. And I know that Coach Jackson is going to have the right plan for me to come back in and learn from it properly.
Even before your migraine, did you ever feel in rhythm in this game early on?
No. I mean, we started off with, a three and out situation, trying to get things going. I'm just trying to, feel out the defense and make the proper adjustments. And as we were making those adjustments, I had to come off the field.
Do you accept this as a game where you have to –
Yeah, you have to. I'll be able to go in tomorrow and learn from it and do whatever I can to continue to grow in the trust from my teammates.
We talked to you leading up to the game about Brady's had four interceptions the week before that. Did they throw it at anything at you this afternoon that caught you off guard or caught you by surprise?
No, we had a really good game plan up for it. And it's up to us to all execute our jobs to be able to, experience success. Today, I wasn't able to execute my job the right way.
Before you left with the migraine, the most recent hit was that pretty big hit by C.J. Mosley that it was wiped out by a penalty. But did that hit?
No. My migraines are hereditary.